Tell us your story, the kind of work you do every day.
Bueno, yo tengo ya muchos años trabajando limpiando casas.
I am a domestic worker. For many years, I have worked cleaning houses, offices, and taking care of children. So every day I have to go out to work because I have to sustain my family, but then I come back home.
I see workers who work in offices. There are workers who work in construction. And then there are domestic workers that work in homes and children. Do you believe your stories are very different or very, very much the same?
Sí, todos tenemos el mismo problema de que
Yes, I will say that we share the same stories with other domestic workers, regardless of their work site. Sometimes we don't get the pay that we should be getting. And as women, also, we are vulnerable to sexual harassment at the workplace. And sometimes our wages are stolen. We don't get paid.
And when your wages are stolen, where do you go?
Pues no, antes no sabía yo.
So in the past, I didn't know where to go when that would happen. But now, being at El Centro Humanitario, I feel that I have a place where I can get orientation, information, and support in case of that were to happen.
When you meet a new family, or when you go from old family to, I'm finished with that family, I'm going to go to a new family, you have to present yourself, you dress nice, you say, this is my price, back and forth. How do you negotiate?
Bueno, cuando uno va a trabajar, pues uno se viste regularmente.
Doing domestic work, of course, I have to dress comfortable, like regular. And before, I didn't know how to negotiate my pay. I will go and I will accept what was offered to me. But now coming to El Centro, I know that my work has value. And I know that I have rights. And I am learning how to negotiate wages that are fair for me.
Tell me about your day off. And then how do you relax?
Pues no tenemos descanso porque en la casa también hay que trabajar. Hay que hacer qué hacer.
Most of the time we don't have rest because when we are not working outside the house, we are in the house doing housework, helping the kids with their projects. And so sometimes there is no rest.
I'm going to ask you to tell me a situation, a case, where you were disrespected. Were they mean, or did they smile and steal your money?
Bueno, yo he tenido el problema de que a veces no nos pagan. No les gusta la mejor.
When my wages have been stolen, they hire me for a price, and then when I get my check, it's not what they promised they would pay me. And then, you know, I was left without knowing what to say or how to defend myself. And I also have had experience like other of my compañeras, other of my friends, who have been victims of sexual harassment at work. It would be verbal harassment and sometimes even trying to touch my body. And so in those cases, what I have done is to leave, because I have been afraid to be hurt. And so I have left without pay because I was afraid to get hurt.
How is your English? ESL classes?
Bueno, El Centro Humanitario nos está proporcionando las clases de inglés también.
I'm happy because at El Centro we have the opportunity to have ESL classes, and we learn the basics, how to negotiate our salaries, how to make our rights to be valued, to stand up for our rights, and it's very stimulating for me to learn those things in English.
Is the United States for you the land of opportunity?
Definitivamente para mí, para mi familia.
Definitely, this country has been for me a country of opportunities, and especially for my children when they have better opportunities for education and for development. So I'm very thankful for this country, for those opportunities.
Do you feel like you are in the middle of the debate over immigration? You know, stay, we need you, go away, stay, we need you, go away, go away.
Bueno, estamos en ese proceso de aceptación de este gran país.
Yes, I really feel like, you know, we are working on that acceptance from the people that for us to be here. And I have faith in the new president, President Obama, that he will work so that this can be regulated and we will have an immigration reform.
Pues estamos trabajando, ¿verdad?, para que se nos respete como trabajadores que somos, que nos...
What I will ask would be overall respect, respect as of us as human beings, as workers. We want wages that are fair. We want medical protection. We want rights that protect us as workers, because we deserve respect.
Thank you. Muchas gracias.
No, gracias a usted.